Arnold Schwarzenegger introduced two key members of his transition team yesterday. California's governor-elect also released the names of all 65 people who will help him shape his new administration. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
As he prepared to announce his transition team, Arnold Schwarzenegger reminded reporters that during his campaign, he said he wanted to be governor for all the people, regardless of party, regardless of ethnicity.
So when you look at this list, you will see a very diversified team of people. You will see people that are to the left, people that are to the right, and people that are to the center.
Indeed, the list includes leaders from both the Republican and Democratic parties, former Governor Pete Wilson, a Republican who co-chaired Schwarzenegger's campaign, and Los Angeles Mayor and Democrat Jim Hahn. It includes Susan Estrich, who managed the presidential campaign of Democrat Michael Dukakis, and Bill Simon, a conservative who lost the gubernatorial election to Gray Davis last November. There are lawyers, business leaders, educators, and Ivan Reitman, the director of the movie Animal House. There are people on the transition team who, if they all got together, might not even be able to agree if it was raining. But that won't ever be necessary, says spokesman Rob Stutzman.
I don't think we'll ever get all of them in a room together. There's certainly no necessarily a need to do that. Whoever is in their, you know, sphere of influence and in their world that they're aware of, that they think would be good in government, we want those recommendations made.
The primary tasks of a transition team are hiring staff and writing a budget. But Schwarzenegger has always insisted that before he can come up with a spending plan, he needs an audit of the state's books to determine the true size of the deficit. That will be done by Donna Ardoin, on loan from the state of Florida, where she's budget director. Schwarzenegger introduced her and said the work she will be doing will let the people finally know what their government is doing.
Open up the books and let the people look inside. Let the sun shine in. This is what we want to do here. I think there's a lot of waste that we will find and a lot of answers that we will find when we open up the books. And so I want to thank Donna very much. And I want to thank, you know, Governor Bush for, you know, sharing this great talent with us.
Schwarzenegger also introduced the chairman of his transition team, Congressman David Dreyer. When Schwarzenegger took reporters' questions, his confidence was apparent, boosted perhaps by his decisive victory on Tuesday. I know exactly what the people of California want, he declared. So, working with a Democrat-controlled legislature? Not a problem, said Schwarzenegger, but...
If there is a problem, you can be assured that I will go directly to the people, because the people of California have made it loud and clear that they want change. They don't want to have business as usual. And I always said, for California to win, politics as usual has to lose. But if I cannot get my things through, I will go directly to the people.
Simply bypassing the legislature with the initiative process. As for laws passed the regular way, Schwarzenegger said he'd appreciate it if outgoing Governor Gray Davis didn't sign any more of them in his remaining weeks in office. Davis's spokesman responded, the governor-elect might be interested in learning that bills that Governor Davis does not act on before October 13th automatically become law. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.